Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. I want to talk to you about a scenario that has played out in various ways over the years at my facility, and you may have even witnessed something like this in other gyms as well. And so we had a training session at the facility the other day, and a client who's been with us for a few years, another who's been with us for a little bit, a few months, and the other one, you know, is just barely getting started. At the end of the training session, the woman who's been with us a few months said to the newbie, "Once you start, you're not going to want to stop." The one who's been with us a few years, "It feels so good to be strong." Mind you, this is coming from, you know, usually coming from women that may have lost several pounds or even up to 40 pounds or more. Yet the outcome that's on the tip of her tongue is how strong she's become. The truth is, you simply can't go wrong with strong. First, strength proves itself to be the most important physical characteristic due to its positive connection to almost every other characteristic. Simply put, the stronger you are, the more potential you have to develop other areas of physicality like muscle growth, fat loss, endurance, mobility, and overall quality of life. Now that we know that getting stronger is kind of a big deal, let's address the question of how strong should you be? Strength can be viewed in absolutes, also known as how much weight can you lift, or in relative terms, how much weight can you lift for your body weight and age. The latter is more applicable for people like you and me. You obviously don't need to be a power lifter, but you can get really strong for your body and for the life you live. How strong are you relative to your body weight and your age? That's a much more powerful metric for health, wellness, and longevity. And if you'd like to go a little deeper, there's a nice little article I come across that does a great job of defining different levels of strength for men and women when it comes to the four foundational strength exercises: the back squat, deadlift, bench press, and overhead press. You can check it out at whitecoattrainer.com. I will put a link to the exact article in the show notes so you can view it there. And that way you can find out where you are relative to strength based on your age and your body weight. But at the end of the day, don't get caught up in comparing yourself to other people. And more important, enjoy the journey. After all, the best part of being strong, as we've learned at the beginning of this message, it feels good. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.